While the Middle East has certainly been a target of attention for a variety of reasons, how has Iran stayed in your focus when you think about that region? Has the nuclear deal with Iran been maybe the most recent thing you've thought about, or does the last concern you have about Iran go all the way back to 1979, the hostage crisis? Well, in spite of being slammed with sanctions, ostracized by a large part of the world, Iran remains a very significant threat in the Middle East. That threat is aimed at the people of Iran, as well as nations who you would expect them to target, like Israel, for example. My next guest knows of Iran painfully well. His family was persecuted, his brother killed while he was able to escape the nation. As a human rights advocate, he's been a strong voice for reform in Iran. He's political director with the Organization of Iranian American Communities, Dr. Majid Sadipour. How are you today, doctor?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
OIAC.org. Learn more about the work of the Organization of Iranian American Communities, the reform, the advocacy that they push for what we take for granted in this country, freedoms, basic freedoms, which we'll get into in a bit as well. But just for the listener's edification, Dr. Sadipour, talk about the governmental structure of Iran, because we frequently hear about the president of Iran, things that he says, the even calls for moderation and ceasefires and peace that he talks about. But he's certainly not the final voice in the nation, is he?
Without a doubt, he's not. Iran's regime is really a religious dictatorship with a very slight veneer of democracy that they have played to its fullest to fool the West. Iran is ruled literally by one person. Its constitution grants powers to the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, who is the ultimate authority, and the infrastructure is created to support his rule, absolute rule of the clergy. The president is essentially selected by the supreme leader and his cronies. And in the latest instance, this individual person was selected because the current times, they assume, demand such a person. You're right that from time to time, depending on what the political environment and the challenges they face globally and inside Iran, or they turn a face to a moderate, to a conservative, to a supposed moderate from time to time. And in this instance, this guy has, since he's been in office in just a few days, they have executed 42 people. And so it is a reality that the world has to grapple with, that this regime is unfortunately unreformable. It was never reformable, and certainly more of the case right now.
Saw recent reports that the Iranian president had sought from the supreme leader to hold off, if not completely forget about the idea of attacking Israel, in light of the death of the Hamas leader in who was in Iran. And the report says that the Iranian supreme leader was neither putting the idea down or supporting it. Again, is that a mask to hide true details and true deeds in the making?
Yes, it really is. None of that stuff can be accepted on its face. The reality is, this regime, unlike what most people think, is actually very vulnerable and extremely weak, both domestically and increasingly across the region and the globe. It has absolutely no legitimacy with the population. It has the highest per capita execution rate in the world for that very purpose. Second, it is increasingly isolated, as you mentioned at the intro, globally, and it is really attaching to America's enemies and creating problems for the West so that it leaves it alone, and so it is allowed to conduct persecution of the people of Iran without punishment. The reverse of all of this should occur. In other words, what should occur, the free world should not get fooled by these nuances that the Ayatollahs feed us, but rather by supporting the people of Iran as the U.S. Congress has demanded. I should mention, many members of the congressional delegation in New Jersey are co-sponsors of House Resolution 1148, which our organization believes provides a great blueprint for what American policy towards Iran should look like. You should support the Iranian people in their desire to overthrow this regime. You should, America's policy should end the policy of perpetual engagement with predators that are not reformable. The Iranian people have an organized resistance capable of overthrowing this regime. If there wasn't this organized resistance in existence, Iran's nuclear weapons program would have never been divulged. And the continuing uprisings against this regime would not have been occurring year in, year out. So America is unfortunately losing a great opportunity. The greatest organized resistance the people of Iran have are the National Council of Resistance of Iran, led by Madame Rajavi, which has a clear didactic plan for a free and democratic republic in Iran.
Well, therein lies part of the problem, because what you say is certainly of tremendous importance in supporting the attempts to fight for what we would call basic freedoms here in America. But let's turn the clock back about a decade when we were watching what was happening in Iran. We, as an observer myself, I thought this might just be the point. This might be the time. They just need that little extra something from America. And what did then the Obama administration do? It took them about 2 weeks to even address what was happening. And paraphrasing here, basically said, well, after the fact it was put down, was, oh, nice try, guys. Maybe we can help you out next time. That's not what we needed.
Well, keep in mind, the joint comprehensive plan of action with Iran excluded Iran's ballistic missiles program, the very threat that right now we're considering relative to current conflict in the region. It ignored Iran's military facilities. It ignored the existence of Iran's research equipment and facilities inside the Revolutionary Guards and its military sites. It didn't have any sort of verification. And so certainly Iran was able to create a significant breathing room for itself. It certainly elongated the regime's life, in our humble opinion. But nevertheless, America made a decision to try to change the regime's behavior. What we are saying is that the people of Iran know and are bleeding. I mean, they're bleeding. They're telling us that the regime is not changeable. What they do want is for this regime to go. The people of Iran want regime change, where America, at least as of right now, wants to change in regime behavior. That dichotomy is not reconcilable with the American people and their democratic demands, both inside and outside of this country. And certainly, the carnage in the Middle East is unfortunately consistent with a policy that has ignored the head of the snake in Tehran, but rather chosen to try to address the symptoms that Iran is creating. That needs to change.
And certainly if the regime changes, they put at risk the few life preservers that they have from nations like Russia for the regime to exist and for their well-being to continue, as evil as it happens to be. We're talking with Dr. Majid Sadapour, who is the political director of the Organization of Iranian American Communities, OIAC.org is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's put a human face on the situation. We're talking about the will and the desire for change to come about from the people in Iran. What is life like for people, a person in Iran right now? So much for granted that they would see as a miracle if it would happen to them when it comes to basic freedoms.
Right, without a doubt. Well, if you can imagine a prison in a place multiple times the size of the state of Texas, that is Iran, where half of the population essentially does not exist to the regime. This is the people, the women of Iran. And so the regime in Iran has suffocated the people of Iran for more than four decades. I mentioned the number and an escalating number of executions in Iran. That is really, those are human beings that are dying. I mean, the past 2 days, the regime killed 29 people, executing 29 people in a little bit over a day. I think that is significant. The country of Iran is twice the size of Texas, perhaps a slightly larger, and those killings affect people, their lives. But the free world is essentially silent. It's silent because the regime is using its tentacles in the Middle East to distract the free world. and those in America's policy who think such individuals are worth engaging with and that there is no alternative are mistaken. The people of Iran are capable of overthrowing this regime. The people of Iran have an organized resistance. They're capable of freeing themselves from the clasp of this enormous disaster that is the Islamist fundamentalist regime in Tehran. But they need America's moral and political support. There is no need for war with the regime. This regime loves conflict and murder. What does happen is a conflict between the people of Iran and this regime, and America must support the people of Iran in that struggle. That is our essential argument, that the people of Iran have the capability to overthrow this regime, but the West does have the opportunity and also the moral authority to an obligation to make an environment more feasible for that change in Iran. That is to pressure the regime, hold the regime leaders accountable on the, in the international arena, close its embassies, and certainly reduce the maneuvering of the regime in the region and the use of its proxies and the IRGC's efforts across the globe. That is what we call for.
As I said back in the intro, this might be a nation in the world map you might not have thought about for some time or think about it in passing as what you see as connected activities connected to Iran are taking place. So maybe now after hearing Dr. Sadamore's words, and if you go to OIAC.org, which is the website for the Organization of Iranian American Communities, you can learn more, be engaged more, and help your member of Congress if they're already supporting the legislation calling for fighting evil, not with fear, but with strength. And if your member of Congress isn't on board, certainly do what you can to change their mind. We've been talking with the political director of the Organization of Iranian American Communities, Dr. Majid Sadapour. Doctor, thank you so much for the awareness you bring, the understanding you help us all gain about the severity of this issue and the threat that Iran continues to create, no matter how many sanctions and limitations get thrown at them. And thank you as well for being here today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. It is all of our collective struggles to achieve a more democratic Iran for the peace and security of all of nations. Thank you.